But it was, like, so stupid anyways, because... Well, how should I put this? Hey, are you even listening? Gosh. You were asleep for that whole story, weren't you? No. It's fine. After all, I was the one who said you could lay your head down on my lap. You've had such a long day, it's kind of a given that you are going to completely pass out. So, no one to blame but myself, really. No, of course, babe, I'm not upset. You're right. That is nice. I can't help but always want to do these cute little picnics with you. As an elf, I guess I just need to get that daily reconnect to nature, you know? It is important for us, after all. And hey, this is something you signed up for, technically. Already? Can't you just put it off a little bit? You've been working so much lately, babe. Look, you've already gotten all your mandatory work done. Why can't we just rest a little? Clearly you're exhausted. You fell asleep in the middle of my story. You never do that. Precisely my point. We haven't been hanging out very much lately. I just think... Sorry, never mind. I just don't want you to start neglecting our relationship. No, I'm not accusing you of anything. You've been trying to go above and beyond, trying to impress these new people you're working under, and I know you're giving it your very best, but at some point you need to acknowledge you've done all that you can. We barely hang out anymore. It's quite lonely for me, I guess. Sorry, I know I sound super selfish right now. I just want you completely to myself. I wish it could be that way. No. I'm not saying that at all. I love your job. I do. Because it's something you're passionate about, and watching you light up talking about it, it's the best thing. So no. Would never ask you to quit in a million years, but you're clearly overworking yourself, so if you're not going to slow down for yourself and for your own health, physical and mental, at least tone it down a little bit for me. I don't know how else to get through to you, other than to put it in those terms. You've gotten no sleep lately. You're barely eating. that's not good for you, my love. There's no way it can be. And I promise you, those new bosses of yours, they would much rather have you alive and healthy at work. And if they can't see your potential, then screw them. You work harder than anybody there. I just know it. All I'm asking is, today, you just try to rest, and we'll have fun. Does that sound doable? No, babe. See? Look at all the color coming to your face already. Focusing on yourself can't be all that bad. You already look so much happier. Exactly my point. It's not just physical health, but mental. You've got to focus on yourself and learn when to tone it down. Maybe you're right, though. I could honestly use a nap, too. We could lie down together. You like resting your head on my lap that much? I have an idea. Sit up for a second. See? We look like a little L. And now you can still lay your head on my lap. Your hair? So neaty. I'm just kidding. Of course I'll play with it. After all, you deserve it. You are so cute. I just can't get enough of you. I am longing for the days where we just get to... Never mind. I don't want to get too corny. After all, we're supposed to be resting, right? Exactly. So, I'm not gonna gush. And you can't make me. That's not fair. You can't hold that over me forever, you know. Because it's stinky. It's stupid. Being so mean. Forget it. And you're teasing me. Oh, well, I'll only forgive you if you give me a kiss on the forehead. More. I said I want another. Fine. I forgive you. Well, I was just going to say that And I can't wait for the days where we just get to wake up next to each other every single morning. And eat all of our meals together. And... But you see what I mean. That sounded so cheesy. I didn't want to ruin the mood. There. You happy? You've made me spill my guts. Well, I'm not... It's just a little embarrassing. Because... I got ahead of myself, you know? Just thinking about you and spending time with you. What? You see something? In my hair? What? Is it a bug? I know I'm supposed to be like one with nature and all of that, but they are a little creepy sometimes. No, I don't hate them. Their lives are precious, just... Well, they can't help that they look like that. Mm-hmm. Is it gone? Okay. Anyways. Are we still doing, that thing with your family? Just nervous, that's all. I don't know. If I fall asleep, you will get mad, right? I'm definitely getting there. I wanted to talk to you, but... I can't help. You just make me feel so safe and comfortable. I feel warm and light when I'm with you. And it always makes me a little bit tired. But like... In a good way, you know? But I'm rambling. Of course, do you feel the same way? You're overworked. It's not the same. I'm not falling asleep. You're falling asleep. Yeah, well, you have no proof. Exactly. That's not gonna hold up in court. No, don't be so silly. I'm not even closing my eyes. Yeah, I'm not. No proof. What? You want something? What? No, you're being shy. Oh, fine. You have my full attention now. come on, you made me spill my guts. You can't spill yours? Come on. Tell me. It's dirty, isn't it? Of course it is. No. I'm not gonna use magic to do that again this time. Last time it was... I don't even want to talk about last time. What happened to you being tired anyways? You always do this. You get your stupid boners at the most inconvenient times. Or in the middle of the woods. What if someone were to... You know. You don't care. I said no. I don't want to. I'm tired anyway. You're just a baby. Fine. I'll put it in my mouth. I said, put it in my mouth. Nothing else, okay? Don't care. Well, then it'll just give you something to look forward to next time, won't it? Exactly. So, why don't you shut your big mouth and let me do what I'm good at? That's not what you said last time. No, because last time you were shaking so much I thought you were having a seizure. Exactly. So, you can't pretend like you don't like it. And you can't hide your pleasure from me. I know you too well. I think you forget how long we've been together. And how long I've been making you feel good. I know your body from top to bottom. You could press a single piece of it against my lips, and I would know which part it is just from kissing. A test for another time. No, you don't have to move. Why don't you just sit there? I'll take care of it. Exactly. My handsome man. All of a sudden, I was enjoying it. But you're so fun to tea. You don't have to talk down to me like that, you know. Because. Fine. I said I would. Yes, I want your cock. Making me beg is so embarrassing. You don't have to do that. You already know I want you. No, of course. Always. Exactly. It's not a secret, so... Can I just put it in my mouth already? Please, can I shove your cock down my throat? I really won't. Really? Okay. Tell me before. Well, of course I wanted it in my mouth, but you're supposed to. Oh, my throat kind of hurts now. Of course, you didn't even tell me. No, later. Come on. Because I have something special. Your favorite snack. No, not that, you pervert. An actual snack. In the basket. See? Now get your mind out of the gutter. We can have more of that kind of fun later.